This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Matthew 8 records the healing of the centurion's servant, the healing of Peter's wife's mother, and the casting out of demons. Matthew comments, "He cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all who were sick." Matthew 8:16. Matthew then added, "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities, and bore our sicknesses." Matthew 8:17. Matthew had in mind these words from Isaiah 53, "Surely he has borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Isaiah 53:4. I have a question to ask you as we examine this verse from Matthew 8:17. Does our Lord's atonement on the cross cover all physical ailments? In other words, is physical healing involved in Christ's death on the cross? The death of Christ provides forgiveness of sins to all who will come to him in faith and obedience. There is no sin so grievous that the blood of Christ will not cleanse, if one obeys the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter explained to the Jews who had crucified the Son of God, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. If the blood of Christ would cleanse the murderers of Jesus Christ, then surely his blood will forgive all other sins. The blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin, but the blood of Jesus Christ did and can. Does the Lord's atoning death also provide for the healing of all physical diseases, as some charismatics claim? If it does, there are some very serious problems with the teaching of Scripture. Why did faithful Christian men and women die from various maladies? How do people get out of this world if they cannot get sick and die? The truth is that some of the greatest Christians who ever lived became ill, suffered for many years, and then died from those sicknesses. To deny that fact is to fly in the face of all human history. How do those who think physical healing is included in the atonement deal with this passage? "Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he who ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, near unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow." Philippians 2:25-27. And why did not the atonement cover the illness of Trophimus, whom Paul left sick at Miletus? 2 Timothy 4:20. Was there not enough atoning blood to heal Epaphroditus and Trophimus? Why did Paul suffer from the thorn in the flesh, if healing is involved in the atonement? 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. Jesus Christ did not come into the world to prevent physical suffering. Does our devotion to Christ sometimes prevent our suffering from some sicknesses? Absolutely. The devout Christian will not suffer from some diseases because his manner of life will prevent his being involved in those sicknesses. Christians will avoid sexually transmitted diseases because they will not engage in sexual promiscuity. Diseases related to the abuse of alcohol and other drugs will not affect the Christian because he will avoid these destructive behaviors. But the blood of Christ will cleanse the alien sinner who comes to Jesus Christ in obedience to the gospel. Then when he has been cleansed initially, he will continue to have the cleansing of Christ's blood as he walks in the light. 1 John 1:7. So, my friend, if you have not obeyed our Lord and had your sins forgiven, will you not obey him today? Thank you, and may God bless you.